depending upon the Lord for help, I'll direct your attention to Job chapter 16 and reading verse 19. Job 16 verse 19. Also now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. Also now, behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. Job is here saying, I have something to add to what I have previously said. He brings in this conjunctive here by saying, also now. And so we need to just acknowledge what Job had been saying and the circumstances under which he had been speaking. For the poor man, as we know, he had lost so much, everything taken away from him, and even his house was now brought down to such a low level that he verily felt he must soon die. And in such cases, you might think, well, his friends would fully understand. But they didn't appear to understand. And so perhaps we might have thoughts and failings in not understanding our brethren, our sisters, as we ought. But there's one thing it comes through, is this, that Job had a confidence and a comfort that God understood everything about him. And so as we read in that 23rd chapter, not the 33rd chapter, as I made a mistake, you'll remember. But in the 23rd chapter, he said, he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Is it not so that there is a need be in the life and experience of every child of God to have some sort of furnace work, some perhaps more than others, some indeed have more dross to take away, others dross needs a different type of purging, one for another. But my friends, Job had a confidence in God that whatever he did was perfect and it was right. Even as the hymn writer puts it, all to make us sick of self and fond of him. Truly, Job was brought to that place where he was sick of self. He didn't see one atom of good within himself. Though God spake so well of him, though he had previously acted so upright and in a godly way, yet see how low he was brought down. So this word, also now, whatever might have happened to you in your life, what may be happening now or has happened previously, is also now behold, look. That word behold. We have much to behold in our life if God gives us grace so to do. More and more to look at as a time passes by, as we take up the hidden steps of life's journey. Behold now, look at it. God has been faithful. God has been good. God is merciful still. So he makes this declaration, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. The witness is for the present and for the future. The record is that of the past. But all is so tabulated in God's eternal mind and will. It is written down, recorded there. They are indeed, as it were, his treasures, that which he would glory in and have us glory in, that which magnifies his great and holy name. So Job would turn away from all that would bring him in a melancholy spirit or cause him to appear self-righteous. But no, he says, behold now, my witness is in heaven. Friends, what a mercy to have a witness in heaven. What do we need a witness for? Why, surely it is to one who can speak of the truth and to prove that what is spoken and what is recorded is absolutely true. But though we know also there are false witnesses who do not like to see the truth brought forth. And yet on the other hand, perhaps like we ought to look at it from this viewpoint, and that is, even the best of witnesses are men. They're subject to mistakes. They're apt to forget. We're apt to leave things out and thus create a different picture to what really happened. But God, being God, he knows all things. He sees all things. Why, he appointed all things. His witness must be true. And this is our strength. And this is our comfort. So he says here, my witness is in heaven. We know as this that records on earth and witnesses are apt to be damaged or destroyed or stolen and taken away. There's no safe place for them. Even sometimes very strong safes in intense fires have been the contents have been completely ruined. But my friend, oh, my witness is in heaven. What a treasure that is, laid up where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt. My witness is in heaven. We read indeed of those disciples whom Jesus led out as far as Bethany, and there they saw him depart from this earth and ascend up into heaven. And the angel said unto them, Ye men of Galilee, why gaze ye up into heaven? That same Jesus, he who you saw go into heaven, yes, he'll come again in that same glory. My friend, what a witness. Why, I am he who laid down my life, and I am he that hath taken up my life again, according to the scriptures. I say, who can shut the mouth of such a witness? Who can destroy such a witness as this? My friend, none. For he verily is the Son of God. Indeed, he is holy. He is just. Friend, he is loving and he is true. My witness is in heaven. You know, that same witness is said whilst here upon earth, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and he that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. Is not his loving, indulgent eye and care of watching over you? Has he not seen you at the throne of grace? Has he not seen you with dear Hannah in the temple, pouring out your soul before the Lord? Has he not seen you with dear Mary in Simon the Pharisee's house, coming behind him, washing his feet with your tears, wiping his feet with the hairs of your head? My witness is in heaven. Friend, and those secret places where he has in favour to indulge you with his wonderful love and mercy, sealing that peace, that pardon and forgiveness of all your sin. My witness. Do we not even hear, or have we not even recorded, the approach to the throne of grace of Hagar and Ishmael, that he had heard the cry of the child? The Lord God Almighty, by his angel, he comes and engages the heart of Hagar. Now, whether that cry of the child was that of a prayer or the crying for want of water, but nevertheless, God heard it. I say, have you got this witness, this record, that your God is a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God? And therefore, at this time, it causes you to turn to him, and to him alone, in spirit and in truth. When the Lord comes and shows to us what a sinner we are, and oh, what we need of the purging away of our sins, where can we go and where can we find a way to literally be freed from all our sin? My friend, bless his dear name. Your witness is in heaven. Your record is on high, what he has done in you and for you, by shedding abroad his love in your heart, engaging your very spirit to turn to him. and crying like the thief who was on the cross, saying, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Why, this is your witness, and your record is on high. That which the Lord had did for you then, he will never forget. He will never set aside. And more than that, he will not allow you to forget it. And he'll testify to you. He is a witness in heaven that testifies to what the Lord has done and what the Lord has given. It is a two-way testimony, isn't it? We find the apostles recording and memorizing their past life and, Lord, what they did and what they should not have done, that in spite of it all, the Lord had mercy upon them. Yes, we may reminisce of the past, not always with joy and gladness, but causing us to cry out and say, Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? What a witness, what a record. But I say, it does not cast, does it, the poor sinner into despair, not hopeless despair, but he raises up a hope amidst the ashes of despair. Despair of self, but not of Jesus. Hopeless in self, but having a good hope through grace in Jesus Christ. Might hit that record. Oh, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Ah, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ puts it out of question, any doubt, that he is none other than the holy, holy Son of God. And I want to just come to this point also. And he calls it my witness, my witness. That witness which belongs to you. That witness that brings you into direct relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. My witness that he did in me and for me. Friend, have you got a witness? When you first called upon the Lord in spirit and in truth, when indeed he heard your cry, and sometimes, you know, those cries run like this: before they call, I will answer. We should not set it at naught and say, oh, well, it would have happened in any case. But, friends, you have this witness within. What Jesus worked in your heart then, and how by the Holy Spirit he opened your heart to pray unto him as you never prayed before. Oh, to put that thing beyond all question and beyond all doubt, yes, that you have a witness which is in heaven. The great trying thing oft times is this: we know we must be born again, but am I born again? Am I made a new creature? Am I now found in Christ Jesus? Others may not be able to discern it. Not always. But I say, do we know it? And do we feel it? that now your prayers have changed and altered. The opinion of yourself has completely changed. And how often your prayers are now, my witness is in heaven. Lord, help me. Lord, thou knowest, thou understandest. Lord, thou canst do for me which I cannot do myself. My witness. Where thus he turned your eyes of face unto Jesus Christ and to him alone. Not just to see him and behold him as a man of Galilee, but a man of sorrows and acquainted with death. My witness is in heaven, brought to look to Jesus as you never had seen him before. Do you recall the time, the place, where he took your side, like he took those three on the Mount of Transfiguration, and revealed to you of himself things that you had never seen or known before? Maybe things unlawful to be uttered. I would not over enlarge upon that point, but I say we would not deny that the Apostle Paul had such visions of Jesus Christ. And I say my witness is in heaven, my record is on high. The Lord's appearing unto us through peculiar ways and means. Even in the night seasons when we are asleep. Only for a comparative short period in my life, where in dire need and great trouble, I did not know what to do and how to cope with my employment. Everything seemed to be outwardly militating against me. But you know, I believe this. I can't go into details now. Time would not allow. But the Lord did show me, night by night, what to do the next day. And oh, the whole program went so well. In fact, it went perfectly. Friend, my witness is in heaven. What we did then could only be done under the teaching and direction of a just and holy God. Oh, to the amazement and wonder of those who looked on with destructive criticism and would watch for my downfall at that time. My friends, some might say, oh, see how clever, see how understanding he is. But not so, my friend. My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. It is the Lord that teaches our fingers to war. It is he that teaches us what to do next. Oh, it is like, is it not, when we hear the children playing scales on the piano. There's a place for every finger. If that finger does not come in right, it is a testimony that, and tells us that they are doing it wrong, friend. And so we have to say, when everything goes right, the Lord himself leads us and teaches us. He does indeed. My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. Seemingly, sometimes we feel that the Lord is laying upon us more than we can bear. And we may even think, and most unfair in it too, why should I have to have all this? Why should I cope with this? Why should I be burdened with this? My friend, God Almighty is a God of love, and he never lays any more upon you than he is willing and able to bear you up with. That's our mercy. And so the circumstances are sanctified, or cause you to be separated from everything else, but not from him, but rather be brought closer and nearer to him. Did not one say to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all else beside, brought closer, nearer to him? Yes, our desires might well have been and living desires, that you might know more of him, live closer to him, but perhaps we did not realize what that might entail. The necessity of being nearer to Jesus, dependent upon him to cleanse us from all inward guilt and shame and all outward sin, that we might follow hard after him. I say, my witness is in heaven. And my record is on high. And what is the record? That your Jesus has done all things well. Your Jesus has not indeed been cruel to you. He has not been mean unto you. But rather, he has indeed been merciful to us, to lift us up and to hold us up in our time of need. Do not belittle temporal blessings and temporal deliverances and say, well, they're nothing at all, nothing at all. My friend, if the Lord as softens your hard heart, that's not natural emotion. But he softens your hard heart in such a dispensation as to see yourself as nothing and Jesus as everything. Oh, that's not a wasted exercise, is it? No, indeed not. If temporal blessings truly bring us closer to him, it is there they are blessed to us, yes, whereby we cease from ourselves and become dependent upon him, to know more of him. You know, sometimes spiritual blessings and temporal blessings run parallel together. Yes, they are an integral part of your religion, one inside the other, one indeed together. And you say, how can you discern the difference? Because your witness is on high and your record is in heaven. He must increase, but I must decrease. We're to be brought to nothing, Jesus to be all in all. they indeed are blessed in this way, where we no longer seek to become the top of the pile here below, and to amass riches here below, but brought to that place to say, give me neither poverty nor riches, but feed me with food convenient for me. Isn't this your witness? Isn't this the record? My friend, God in his infinite wisdom has given you such things that are convenient for you. That's a good word, isn't it? As it's put in that way, convenient. Not convenient according to our understanding, but according to God's eternal purposes. We are brought to stand back and say, well, how wonderful. God has ordered all things and done all things after his own good pleasure. I say, what a record, what a pleasant picture that brings forth. This is none other than the hand of God. My witness is in heaven. My record is on high, where God Almighty brings the wise men of this world to confusion, and where they are brought to see, why, this man, this woman, this child has a God nothing like that we know of, or can who can speak of. When the Moses brought forth lice, those clever, cunning men in Egypt, they could not produce such things, could they? They said, this is none other than the finger of God. They didn't say, this is none other than the hand of God. But this is a little part of God's wisdom and understanding. If then we are brought to behold, have glimpses of his witness and his record on high, then what must be the full glory and benefit of God to his people? I believe Job verily knew it, and he verily understood it. My witness. But then when we read that 23rd chapter, we see the man in a different frame of mind, just a little, but perhaps not. The same frame of mind, but in a different position. For he doesn't find the same access as he had done perhaps the day before or weeks before. And that is worth noting. But one thing is his witness and record. My friend, Job was a seeker. A seeker. I say, have you got that evidence? Is that your witness? That the Lord, through his mercy, has made you a seeker. You're not found to be slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. And Job was. He looked for God in every quarter, on the right hand and on the left. He looked behind him. He looked for, but I cannot find him. And what did he say? Did he speak like the Israelites did when Moses went up into the mount? We wot not that what has become of this Moses. Let us make another God and say, this is the God that brought us out of the land of Egypt. No, my friend. We have to say, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. He is in one mind, and none can turn him. That brings us to a stand, doesn't it, sometimes? It shuts our mouths. But my friend, it may shut our mouths to the outside world and to our companions. But it didn't shut Job's mouth unto his God, did it? And neither will it shut your mouth. Great mercy if we are brought to that place to cease from talking to men and see that they are useless and hopeless in helping us. But oh, like the hymn says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. I've often thought about that hymn, and it is a good hymn in lots of ways. To take all things to the Lord in prayer. You can't find fault with that, can you? Can you? Surely we should envy that spirit and seek to go after that spirit, to take all things to the Lord in prayer. My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. There may be one who has those things that are grieving them at this time immensely. Many things that are grieving them. And you say, I cannot talk to a soul about it. Oh, bless God for it, if you're unable to talk to him about it and say, my witness is in heaven, my record is on high. Why to take those things concerning those people unto the throne of grace? They may not know you got a witness. They may not know you got a record there, but it doesn't alter the fact, friend. And surely he will act, he will work according to the counsel of his own will. Yes, he is able to bring down the lofty and lay them low. That may not be what we may have in design for them. But it is for God. He not only lays low, he lifts up again. Do remember that. Job knew it by way of personal experience, did he not? My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. I had so much. Now I am but penniless and familyless. But when you look at Job's last days, they were wonderful days, were they not? And Job was restored and built up, not to his former glory, but beyond that. And more than that, he was instructed, he was taught. Therefore, we find him to be a different man. He said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now, mine eyes seeth thee. He looks at his witness. He reads his record. Yes. And he said, came to this, behold, I am vile. Yes. What teaching that it requires at times. And therefore to pray for his enemies and those that despitefully use us. So often that is where we are wrong. That is where we are and go astray. My witness is in heaven. My record is on high. He waits that he might be gracious. That you, that I, may be made conformable unto his will. that we should not drag his great and holy name through the dust. But oh, by the lips of children, great hosannas ring. Yes, that we should testify, yes, as children, that our God is a God that is able to reach unto the uttermost. Yes, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. Now, I want to come to this word quickly, to a part which I intended to begin with, really, and that is with regards to God's holy commandments. We read how Job, he walked uprightly. He walked indeed as God would have him walk. And we might say, in the Ten Commandments, God has incorporated everything that's right and just, and he requires that of you and of me. None are excluded. And you might say, well, how do you prove all this? Not everybody keeps the commandments now, but my witness is in heaven. My record is on high. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. Oh, I say, what great truths lie in the opening of those commandments. And whatever men might say, yes, our witness is in heaven, and our record is on high. You'll remember this morning how we read in Jeremiah with regards to the keeping of the Sabbath day. Now, many will say, well, that is debatable. That's up to the individual. You can't just pass it over like that, can we? It's not up to you or I at all. It's up to what God says. And where that commandment is broken, God frowns upon his people. My witness is on heaven. My record is on high. This holy word is God's witness. It is his record. You remember that man who forgot to, right, perhaps to gather sticks on the day previous to the Sabbath day to kindle a fire as needed for his domestic use. He went out the Sabbath day and gathered sticks, and the Lord made a breach upon him and he struck him dead. Oh, I say, our witness is in heaven. Our record is on high. Do we not live in a day when the most ardent and valiant, eminent people, they will accommodate the Sabbath day in their own way and thinking. Yes, indeed, they will worship God as just as they think fit. We are going away, we are doing this, and therefore we have to improvise divine worship. Friend, I believe to my ways, that God does not approve of this. And once or twice we have felt so dissatisfied with what we have done personally. Yes, we may have thought it to have been right, but has it really brought a God's smile upon us? Has it not caused us to ask God for pardon and forgiveness? Therefore, the word is his record. remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. We would remember those who took their law into their own hands, and they took strange fire in their senses and went in before the Lord. How the Lord, he smote them in but a moment. And surely we would not put it aside and say, the Lord will not smite us for doing the same, for bringing in strange fire in our senses, yea, to usurp our authority against the word of God. Oh, friend, our witness is in heaven, and our record is on high. Some may say, oh, you are striking a very hard and definite line. My friend, oh, let the line that be drawn be that of Almighty God. Before we begin to judge and assess others, we need indeed to look to ourselves, lest we seek to improvise divine worship. And so we could go through all the Ten Commandments, and you'll find this in God's most holy word. His witness is in heaven, and his record is on high. He has something to say for it in most holy writ, for our guidance and for our instruction. I've drawn a bow, as it were, at a venture here, and the Lord knows why, perhaps. But oh, may God in his mercy tenderly and gently lead us on to observe that witness and that record. And may the fear of the Lord prove to be the beginning of wisdom.